Scott Peterson is a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor who spent time with the Taliban militants. He says they have drawn important lessons from the insurgents in Iraq. And Scott Peterson joins us now from Kabul. Scott, what are these lessons that these militants have learned from Iraq?
Well, there's several. I think one of the most important ones is that they're not shying away from brutality or killing of civilians. That was something that they had tried to avoid in the past, but now we're seeing a much more brutalized movement, one that much more mirrors al-Qaeda. The tactics also that the Taliban explicitly say they're using are also coming from Iraq, and these are very specific with suicide bombs, remote-controlled charges. They also say that they're using roadside bombs, which have, of course, been very effective against American forces.
After 9/11, Afghanistan was a success story. The U.S. military was talking about how they were able to easily crush the Taliban. I guess the question now is, how is it that they were able to come roaring back?
Well, this is a question that is being asked by a lot of people now, especially 5 years on. And the most obvious and clear answer that you hear from analysts here, that you hear from Afghans here all the time, is that basically the United States, while not losing interest in early 2002, began to actually shift assets toward what then was seen as the coming war in Iraq. Of course, it was another year before the actual U.S. invasion. And to prepare for that, we had a lot of the U.S. military assets that had been focusing on pushing the Taliban and pushing al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan basically leave it there and shift over to Iraq. And we've seen evidence of al-Qaeda and also Taliban remnants rebuilding over the last few years and kind of actually conducting attacks in places like Uzbekistan and in a lot of other countries. And now I think we're seeing it happen for Afghanistan. They spent these last 3 years especially rebuilding, putting together those networks, learning the lessons and gathering themselves up. And now we're seeing the results on the ground.
Scott, as we've said, NATO Commander Jones says he doesn't have the soldiers or the equipment to battle this renewed Taliban. How are U.S. and NATO forces countering this?
Well, they say that they're doing so very successfully so far, even with the numbers that they've got. And in speaking to NATO officials today, I mean, they are convinced that they win battles when they engage the Taliban. But what they are recognizing the need of is to make sure that they also win the immediate aftermath. And they are putting together a new strategy in which they are planning to immediately demonstrate, these are their words, to immediately demonstrate government control and also some of the benefits of government control in the areas that they are going to be pushing the Taliban out of. And that sounds like a very high order in a place where people really have become disillusioned with the government of Hamid Karzai and also just with the levels of corruption that they believe exist and also the levels of insecurity that are around. And that's one of the reasons, of course, why the Taliban has enjoyed this resurgence, because they've got a lot of popular support for those very reasons. But NATO feels the need to take them on kind of in this hearts and minds way. But really, whether or not that happens, we'll just have to see. Time will tell.
You actually sat down and talked strategy with one of the Taliban militants. What is their long-term strategy?
Well, their long-term strategy is to retake control of Afghanistan, and they are convinced that they will be able to do so. They are convinced that they have the support of the local population, who they say, and it's true, are fed up with the government of Hamid Karzai. They say they're fed up with foreign forces in Afghanistan and want those to be kicked out. They say they're fed up with the corruption that they say is spread throughout the government here. And they say that they have local people actually coming to them, asking for their help to fight the Americans, to fight NATO, and to bring down the government and reinstall the kind of security that they did once bring back in the mid-1990s to Afghanistan.
Scott Peterson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scott Peterson is a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor.